hating on him, and they're using this focal point that he wasn't really part of the civil rights movement, jumping on what John Lewis. And I'm not disrespecting John Lewis. John Lewis has been disrespected by Occupy. John Lewis was spit on by a motherfucking Tea Partier. I respect the man, but let's just fucking face facts. He's an assimilationist and always was. That was what the movement that he was a part of, that section of it, not SNCC. And now he's coming out here to back the institutional fucking Democratic candidate. And he's saying, well, I never saw Bernie Sanders in a march. Well, you know what? That's a problem that I have. You ask a lot of black folks and you say, well, what about those two Jews that died with that cat? And I'm saying it like that because you hear a lot of fucking, and I'm not saying that everybody is down with this, but just like with the white community, call them hoteps, but our own goddamn fascists, we don't say anything. Well, he's got a right to be angry. Well, he's got a right to be angry, but he doesn't have a right to say, well, those two motherfucking Jews are not a big loss. The brother Cheney is the only motherfucker that matters. See, that's a goddamn problem, and that's what the fuck I'm seeing. So now, the attention for a lot of fucking people who consider themselves to be activists, and I'm not saying that they're not, but they think they understand the political fucking system, and they don't. They think they understand politics, and they don't. And now they decided that, well, John Lewis, who they normally would diss for not being a back to Africa sort of, revolutionary black leader, all of a sudden now his words matter. Right? I'm watching this because, you know, every goddamn person, you know, who was important in the movement was up front, in front of a camera, in front of a fucking microphone, and there was articles written about them. Dr. King was one individual, but he was not the motherfucking movement. Malcolm X was one individual, but he was not the motherfucking movement. You know, they can't do any goddamn thing. No leader can do anything without group fucking participation. And these people are missing this shit. Because a lot of the fucking people who are arguing with me about this never even heard of Sada Shakur until fucking 4 years ago. They didn't even know what the fuck was going on. They didn't know who the fuck she was. They didn't know anything about Cuba. But I'm watching this. And all of a sudden now, people who think they know about socialism, you know, in the black activist community, who really don't have a superficial understanding of it, and really don't understand the indigenous fucking criticism of socialism and how that has actually fucked us and the black community. Because one of the things that most people do not understand about socialism is that socialism does not recognize race, because it is not scientific, and they see it as a tool to keep people down. So expecting Bernie Sanders to come out and be a pro-Afrocentric leader on the left is crazy. He's not even supporting Jews like that. He's stuck in the same political conundrum that Dennis Kucinich was when he came to Israel. And same thing with Hillary Clinton. If you don't support the motherfucking colonialist state of Israel, you have no fucking political career, period.
For the best in indigenous chat radio for intelligent, politically aware aboriginals, listen to Fourth World Radio, hosted by The Angry Indian, and broadcast by Aboriginal Press News Service, public radio over the World Wide Web, to the international indigenous community, and all ships at sea. Learn more at aboriginalradio.wordpress.com.